This is Resonant Truth with Lisa Starr, and today on the Zolk'in count is called Red Self-Existing Skywalker. It is the fourth day of the White Dog Wave Spell, where we are absolutely committed to love from our heart center and to loving each other and in loyalty and service, dedicated, devoted, attracted, and full of affection for one another, like a dog. Ah, my goodness, it is Red Self-Existing Skywalker, which is the arrival point in the energy of our presidency. And for some reason, that becomes the first thing I want to impart. It's part of supporting the dedication of service that is the highest office of the great American democracy, which is all under question. The presidency, the civilization of American culture. I'm not trying to get us to ascribe any significance to that exactly, but today, like any day that honors a friend, a loved one, a relation, ourselves, when we arrive at people's birth energy in the natural time calendars, their so-called Mayan birthday, it's definitely a time to pay homage, gratitude, honoring, and to walk for a moment in their footprint. So if we feel into this being the energy of Barack Obama's birth, each of us has an insider view today on what it might feel like to be him. To be him for the lifetime, what kind of energy does he invoke as a red self-existing Skywalker? But also actually to resonate with how he's feeling right now in this day. He's probably pretty stressed out. He's probably less able to just lift off and go into the daydream of the Skywalker energy than he used to. He's probably riddled with a lot of what we might call dark energy that is the consuming egoism of our culture, our country, that many of us want to shun and resist and rebel against and create a revolution of change. So in any case, we can learn a bit about him and the hallmark that he is. He's sort of living prophet that he is through this day's energy, because Red Skywalker is so much about prophecy. It is the moment when we go skyward out of our bodies. We're awake, we're not in a dream. We're wakefully resonating at a different level the way we do when we are in an altered state through psychedelics, through ecstatic dance, through deep meditation. This day is sort of the levitation while the physical body is still resting here alive. And when we go into that world, we take the walk through the sky, we're given messages that we can then return to Earth with and offer to each other. It is the celebration of corn, the plant in origin, but using corn as this picture, this ambassadorship of the highest divine light that comes through a seed kernel that in fact nurtures us and creates a harvest of abundance for the future. So that's all prophecy is, right? Feeling from the gods something that can feed us and keep us living in health and vitality. The self-existing part of this day is simply the quality of four, the quartet of dots. Now we are finding the foundation for the service work we're going to do in this wave spell. So yesterday we had a very open question to the divine forces: how can I best be of service? And today the question is more specifically, please show me the form of service that I can offer in this time. What form will my service take? So the form, it's the blueprint for what we're going to ascend to create in our wave form and in the work that we do. So Barack Obama is very service-oriented, and he's very attuned to the specifics of service that are needed. And he is a Skywalker. He is not even totally earthling. He's a dreamer, and he's dreaming change, and we can trust it or not, but we exist with his karma as being somehow a leader at this time. The resonant moon is upon us, is within us, is without us. It is the seventh moon. It's 28 days of being attuned like a channel between sky and earth. Again, another picture of prophecy living through us. we are upright and receptive right now, and things pass through us, and we're not maybe as productive in a physical way. We're more in that meditation state. Even as we walk and move around, we create a certain spaciousness within us to keep receiving messages that come from somewhere beyond our minds. They come through our minds like a flame of an idea, and they pass through the other directions and elements very easily until they're embodied. But right now, in the 13 moon wave, the resonant moon is just about making sure that we have our higher power, higher consciousness, and higher love in mind, so that everything is clear and pretty pure. And we need that. We need that in our lives. We all recognize that things need to be purified, and they are. There's more to read on the resonant moon at resonanttruth.com. I am Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. In Mayan, we say, in Lakesh.